There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us on the radio at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up from Truth Voice, how the USA Freedom Act is actually reducing freedom in America. We'll get into that. As some people may have heard, some of the provisions of the Patriot Act expired earlier this week. But never fear, the government has a new plan, the Freedom Act. And, of course, whenever they say you're going to get more freedom, look out. Look out. So with you in studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Ridley.
And Mark.
And that's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we've got Jerry. He's in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hello, Jerry.
How are you guys? Jerry.
Good. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I like your show, man. You're good job.
Thanks. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I don't know who said it, but somebody said something about prohibition. One of your hosts.
We've said things about prohibition a lot. I don't know if we said it tonight, but
something's banned. If there's a problem, it's usually because something's banned.
Oh, yes.
That's funny, because that's what I've been thinking about since I started listening to you guys talk about the black communities. And I got this theory. I don't know how much time you got, but I'll make it brief. I wonder if the South, which had a lot of slaves, would have been allowed to naturally integrate and naturally get rid of slavery instead of having that forced on them, if there would be prejudice like there is in our country today.
Yeah, I think historically, I think Robert E. Lee was anti-slavery, wasn't he? And he would have been likely the president of the Confederacy if the Confederates had won. So he would have, that might have had some impact. I don't know.
Yeah, because I just noticed that when people are forced to do something, they resent it. And whether the blacks, well, obviously they didn't deserve it, but whether they were looked down upon or resented because the whites in the South or the slave owners or the people of the South, if you will, were forced to do what the federal government, you know, made them do because they thought it was for the better, which it was. I mean, we all can agree slavery is a bad thing, you know. But
yeah, I think it's an interesting question. And as far as slavery is concerned, it was eradicated amongst the rest of the world through mostly peaceful means. There was no wars in other places over slavery.
So I'm thinking about all the problems that blacks have had in northern areas post-Civil War. Things were marginally better for blacks in Chicago than they were in, say, Birmingham, prior to World War II and that sort of thing. And, you know, it's even decades after that, but they're not much better. I mean, blacks have been taken advantage of as a community. It seems to me if you're black and you want to be treated well, the best bet you have, and you can call this bigoted if you want to, the best bet you have is to dress like white people, talk like white people, and live near white people. Like the worst, when blacks congregate as a group, that's when they are oppressed and the police come after them. They're targeted by business practices.
Police come after them anyway. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is what, like 1% black or maybe 0.7%. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, in the Cheshire County area, Cheshire County has the greatest of all of the 10 counties in New Hampshire arrest rate for black people with marijuana. If you are a black man with marijuana, you are 10 times more likely to be arrested, I believe, if I'm recalling the statistics correctly, than anybody else in Cheshire County. And so it sure as hell seems like black people, especially black males, are being targeted by the police with statistics like that.
I wouldn't claim otherwise.
Yeah.
No, and I think you're talking about two different issues. What your one host there said was when people congregate or when blacks congregate, you know, that's when they're most likely targeted, and I think that's probably the case with most.
But what I'm saying is they are not congregated here, right? Black people are not congregated in any way, shape, or form. That 1% is distributed all across Keene.
Well,
there's not a black neighborhood
here. Question. Anyone that says that they're not prejudiced is probably lying. There's very few people that aren't prejudiced, that don't prejudge. I mean, if you look at the true meaning of it, it's hard not to as people because we've been conditioned. You know, if you know that I'm from the South and I grew up on a dairy farm, you're probably going to guess that
I don't want you as my brain surgeon, right? Like, you know, I'm not looking for you as a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon, right?
Well, everyone discriminates.
I drink milk. You probably would assume that I drink milk, right?
Yeah, I would.
Well, Jerry, everybody may discriminate and may stereotype, but I don't think that I feel like I am not prejudiced on someone based on the color of their skin. However, if you wear a camouflage cap and you fly the rebel flag from your truck, I might jump to the conclusion that you're a redneck. If somebody dresses like a thug and has their hat turned backwards and they have some
Malcolm X shirt on, you might think that they're racist against.
I don't see anybody with a Malcolm X shirt on these days.
I've never seen anybody
well,
with
maybe
an outfit.
Not these days, but I.
But if you want to dress like a thug, I'm going to presume you're a thug. I don't care what color of your skin is. You know, there are certain judgments people can make based on evidence, but the fact that somebody has a black color skin is not evidence of their personality whatsoever.
No,
but
also 100%. I'm just saying, as people, it's hard for us to not be conditioned to prejudge, and you can blame that on who you want. The fact of the matter is in a couple other callers have said it, and you guys have said it too, without really having true conversations and looking at the real problems and having an open forum about it, then you're never going to solve the problem because everybody's got an agenda. They got predetermined, motivation on what they're trying to convince everybody of, and no one wants to look at the real. And I like the idea that prohibition, that one thing, is related to this topic, I think.
No, I think it definitely is.
So we can learn from it and use it to help in the future to not, for example, drugs. That's a huge deal. Because of the prohibition, I think that's created a bigger problem. I mean, if you want to keep people from off of drugs, which I think leads to poverty, which I think leads to violent crimes in a lot of cases, then education, educate people. Don't try and fool everybody into thinking that marijuana is something that it isn't. Educate people and then let them make a decision. And most times, educated people will eventually, especially, make the right decision. Most
Dave,
times.
You'd wanted to jump in there a moment ago?
Well, this is dated now by about 2 minutes, but, we're talking about targeting, black folks getting targeted when they're bunched, black folks getting targeted when they're isolated.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, again, it's sort of a military tactical concept, I guess, that you want to be somewhere between bunched and isolated. And that's why the Free State Project is such genius, because it is a strategic concentration of activists, but not a tactical concentration of them. We're not isolated here, but we're also not bunched.
Thanks, Jerry, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. All that said, though, Dave, I mean, to some extent, some level of bunching, I think, can be beneficial. Like, for instance, I would rather have my neighbors be Free Staters than anybody else, simply because they are, I think, they're a good quality of person generally. There's some exceptions to that, but I like the idea of having liberty lovers living right next door. And in fact, we actually have that here at the LRN.FM studios. The house across the street is owned by a freedom-friendly person and occupied by freedom-friendly people. And I think that gives a level of kind of like a neighborhood block party or an association, neighborhood association, that can't really exist anywhere else. Libertarians are too spread thin. And I feel better having those folks as my neighbors.
Well, I kind of like it.
You're holding.
I kind of like it for the novelty because I don't know very many other places in New Hampshire where that's happening. But if we had bunched all of the liberty activists into a small area, that would have been a problem. New Hampshire is big enough that I think it would take, 2.5 hydrogen bombs to kill half of us?
Is that right? I've never done that calculation before.
I haven't either, and I question why you have.
Well, some people worry that they're going to drop bombs on us, Mark, the idea being...
Hydrogen bombs?
Well, whatever kind of bombs.
Yeah. I don't think that they're going to drop hydrogen bombs anywhere anymore.
And when I say us, I mean New Hampshireites, and not necessarily Free Staters, but...
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, some people are concerned that the federal government will drop bombs influence on New Hampshire if enough liberty-minded people move there, or they'll begin an assassination campaign. Personally, I don't worry about that kind of stuff.
Well, okay, so that's very interesting as far as Free State Project members go, but it isn't very helpful for people of the black community, right? That living together thing has been tried, and so far, it's not going that great for them.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-940-5957. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-940-5957. That's 1-800-940-5957. 1-800-940-5957.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the USA Freedom Act. Details on how it is not going to increase your freedom. We'll get into that, but first, one way to increase your freedom might be to go to Fort Gault.
It might be. You know, it's up to you, and you got to figure out what's right for you. But Fort Galt is a project that's going on down in Chile. What they're doing is they're building a little community. It's sort of like a condominium complex, but it's unique in the sense that they have very small units. The units are really only intended as bedrooms, perhaps with a little desk in them. They have many common areas, restaurant, coffee bar, kitchen, and, you know, business areas where young professionals, freelancers, small business owners, folks that are traveling the world, their families can all get together and sort of collaborate on projects. I think it's a fascinating idea, and I'm really interested in what they can build. There's a active conversation going on Facebook where the Fort Galters are talking about what they're going to create, and they're looking for new people to be involved, and I think that it is certainly right for some people. Go check it out. It's fortgalt.com. Galt is spelled as in like John Galt. Fortgalt, GALT.com. And look at their great videos. They've got a great website. Their Facebook page is very active. And I think that it's wonderful because you don't have to outlay a whole bunch of money. You just make a commitment, and then as they progress in what they're doing, then you lay out more and more money as time goes by, and you can rent out this unit when you're not using it. So it could very well be a money-making venture for you. FortGalt.com.
All right, so toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I say we move on here, gentlemen, and by the way, Dave Ridley joining Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. To Virgil Vaduva over at truthvoice.com, how the USA Freedom Act is actually reducing freedom in America. You may not know it yet, says Virgil, but there is a reason why the NSA was in favor of the USA Freedom Act, which was successfully passed in the U.S. Senate with a final vote of 67-32. This was preceded by a tumultuous weekend of Rand Paul throwing sticks into the wheels of other senators willing to renew an unamended version of the original Patriot Act, which allegedly was the only document allowing for the NSA and other federal agencies to perform mass surveillance on millions of unsuspecting Americans. Consequently, the newly shaped and misnamed Freedom Act, which has nothing to do with freedom, is turning out to be just another joke pulled on the Americans who are now too busy debating the sexual exploits of Bruce Jenner to pay too much attention to how their freedom is slowly being strangled by the statists in Washington, D.C. The scene is nothing short of a comedy put on full display in front of the public, unaware of the fact that they are, in fact, watching a snuff film where liberty will pay the final price. Mainstream media outlets are excitedly describing the passage of this bill as a win for the American people, outlining how the NSA is now facing an uphill battle in collecting bulk digital data about all of us. Even Reason magazine, who should be a beacon for common sense and reason, is describing the bill as a win that does not end mass surveillance. Bit of a bipolar conclusion, if you ask me, says Virgil. Here's the excerpt from Reason, quote, "No, it does not end mass metadata collection entirely, but it does require more selective search terms for records, collecting them from the telecom and internet companies using these terms, not just trying to collect all records and then searching through them for the ones that they want." And that's the excerpt from Reason. Virgil continues, "I'm quite confused as to how a few additional search attributes makes it more difficult to spy on us."
Well, you know, the thing is, with any federal law, especially federal law, sometimes New Hampshire law, the only part of the law that counts is the part that grows the government. The rest will be ignored, right? If the law, 90% of it is worded great and it shrinks the government, but 10% of it is worded to grow the government, well, that's the only part that will get implemented. And the only part, I mean, you only have to get to the bad part. If there's one bad sentence in a bill that's 400 pages long, it's a bad bill. So you can just assume that anything the federals bring out, because it's probably going to, I don't know how many pages long this bill was. Good I mean, question. Has anyone even read it? So
probably not even the people
who voted for it. You just have to assume there's going to be some small thing in there, at least, that makes the government bigger or worse or whatever. That's the only part that's going to count.
Vaduva says, "But I'm sorry to be the one to inform you that this bill will not increase your freedom as an American, nor will it end mass surveillance by the federal government. Not only does the Freedom Act not increase freedom, but it's actually making it easier for the NSA and other federal agencies to monitor Americans without oversight. It's a well-known fact among information security professionals that the NSA has been in bed with telecom companies for decades, even well before 9/11. For example, the existence of Room 641A at 611 Folsom Street in San Francisco was exposed well before Edward Snowden's revelations, but nothing could be done about the existence of this surveillance facility, as it was the result of a voluntary relationship between AT&T and the National Security Agency. Worse, the information about the blatant partnership between the NSA and AT&T was made public in graphic detail by Mark Klein, an AT&T employee who blew the whistle on the existence of the surveillance facility. Klein even swore under oath the following statement, quote, "While doing my job, I learned that fiber optic cables from the secret room were tapping into the WorldNet circuits by splitting off a portion of the light signal. I saw this in a design document available to me entitled Study Group 3 Splitter Wiring San Francisco, dated from 2002. I also saw design documents which instructed technicians on connecting some of the already in-service circuits to the splitter cabinet, which diverts some of the light signal into the secret room. The circuits listed were the peering links, which connect WorldNet with other networks and hence the whole country as well as the rest of the world." Unquote. In 2006, the story fizzled out into a lawsuit by the Electronic Frontier Foundation against AT&T, with the Supreme Court refusing to hear the case in 2011 after it was dismissed by the Ninth Circuit based on retroactive grant of immunity that the Congress used to protect telecom companies who were willing to partner up with the NSA voluntarily. So since AT&T was partnering with the NSA on their own volition, there was nothing that could be done about this violation of your privacy. The revelation in Room 641 is just the tip of the iceberg. The NSA has hundreds, if not thousands, of commercial agreements with corporations who are voluntarily assisting them with surveillance activities. The beauty of these agreements is they don't require warrants, and they're not subject to congressional oversight. The money is what speaks loudest here, and when 70% of the U.S. intelligence budget goes to private corporate NSA partners, the picture becomes very clear. Everyone is in bed with the NSA, and the passage of the USA Freedom Act is just masturbation to please the masses. The FISA court, which was handling surveillance requests under the Patriot Act, has no authority to dictate the extent of the private and voluntary agreement between telcos like AT&T and Verizon and the NSA. The metadata or bulk data that these telcos are collecting and turning over to the NSA voluntarily is also not subject to any warrants or permissions given by the FISA court. In essence, the passage of the Freedom Act is actually making things worse for Americans from a state surveillance perspective, as it is now forcing the NSA to use unscrutinized side channels to collect data.
So let me ask you this. So the Patriot Act has expired now.
Portions of it
have expired, and the USA Freedom Act has not yet been enacted. Aren't we in a superior position now than we would be if the Freedom Act, aren't we not more free today than we would be once the Freedom Act is passed?
I suppose, presuming you believe the NSA has actually stopped doing whatever spying they were supposedly
authorized
to do.
Right, I'm just talking about it in the sense of law and that sort of thing.
Well, yeah, but we all know that that doesn't matter, right? Like, the NSA was doing things illegally.
I think it matters. I think that Rand Paul did a wonderful thing here.
The NSA was doing things illegally before, and they haven't been punished for it, so the law doesn't matter a flip. Nobody cares about it in the government because they're not actually accountable to it, at least to the NSA. 855 450 free. More on this, and your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do, in fact, pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about what you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget to join us over at freetalklive.com to enjoy the features that you will find there. Next issue. We actually had one of our Free Talk Live amplifiers post on the AMP forum. That, you know, when you become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com, you get access to the AMP Facebook group. Actually, to be clear, he posted on the Facebook group, not the forum. Nobody goes to the forum anymore. But it's still there. The Facebook group is where a lot of people will spend time, and he posted raving about next issue. He's got it for his, I believe it was his iPad, one of those tablet devices, and loves it because, you know, it's nice to look at in that large format. I have not seen it in that format personally because I have it on my phone, and it's great on the phone, but it's obviously even better on a tablet because Next Issue gives you access to over 150 of some of the best and most popular magazines in North America for $10 a month. Something like that. Plans start as low as $9.99. There's one for $15 as well. I think the $15 plan gets you access to all the weekly magazines, and the $10 one does the monthlies, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so.
But basically, you know, for the cost of two magazines at the newsstand, you get access to over 150 magazines over at nextissue.com/FTL. You get signed up today for a free trial, and you'll get a $15 savings. You get the first month for free, 30 days for free, no commitments. You can cancel anytime. It's all your favorite magazines and more, probably some you've never even heard of before. Some big names in there, like big names like People Magazine, ESPN, Sports Illustrated, Men's Health, Entertainment Weekly. There's a, I think it's Popular Photography might be in there. There's a few of those popular magazines.
The word popular.
Yeah, and there's just a bunch of stuff in there. I can't even name them all for you. Go and try it out for yourself. It'll work on your iPhone, your Android-based device, the iPad, and Android tablets, and just go to nextissue.com/FTL and get started with your free trial. It's like the Netflix for magazines, only better, with access to all of the latest issues at nextissue.com/FTL to get yourself that first month for free. So back briefly here to truthvoice.com, where Virgil Viduva is writing. He, by the way, is a libertarian security professional. So he knows a thing or two about this stuff. And what he's pointing out is an interesting, detail that I hadn't talked about previously. I didn't even think about this. He's pointing out that despite this USA Freedom Act and the expiration of these Patriot Act provisions that supposedly are making things better for Americans, he's pointing out that the NSA still has all these private agreements with telecommunications providers. And when they enter into a private contract with AT&T, for instance, to where AT&T just says, here you go, we'll just give you access to everything. We can set your equipment up over here in this room 641A, and then you'll be able to link into, you know, the highest level of traffic on our network. And here you go, guys. Well, then they don't need a warrant because they've got permission from the company to come in there. They don't need to jump through any legal hoops. They've just got, like, a backroom tap into all that data.
I suspect they don't, that this isn't just the companies going, whoop, well, here you go.
Well, they're getting money, apparently.
If I opened a phone company that did not give out the records of the people that, you know, that do business with me, mm-hmm. and I don't know whether this is even possible without, buying a backbone, right? Can they go through some other phone company to undercut somebody who's just sort of buying? I don't even know how to use it. I don't have the proper terminology to describe this. But if you open your own, you can open your own phone company. But essentially, you're using the big telecoms.
Their lines.
Yeah, their lines and all that stuff. And
it's highly regulated, that business, anyway. You probably just can't just waltz right in and start a phone company.
I bet you could, but I don't know whether or not you could actually keep the information of your clientele secret. And I want to know what would happen to that company from a federal standpoint. I'll bet you they go after you like, you know,
gangbusters.
Yeah, dogs on a trail.
The NSA has the money, says Virgil Viduva, and the motivation to bribe and pay their way into your phone, home, or bedroom, regardless of the laws passed by Congress. The $10 million paid to the RSA to insert a backdoor into their encryption products is a drop in the bucket. Billions of dollars flow to companies like Microsoft, Booz Allen, Orange, Stratfor, and Vodafone that allow for the backdooring of products or outright tapping into the lives of unsuspecting Americans. And the CIA has even retained InQtel in order to place investments into high-tech startups in order to retain their technologies or place backdoors into their products in exchange for money. So basically saying that these major telecommunications providers are taking money from the NSA, your taxpayer dollars,
mm-hmm.
and then granting those, granting the NSA access to all of their technology and even planting backdoors in software, security software. And when the NSA cannot legally spy on Americans, they retain the services of companies like Palantir Technologies, which will spy on us on their behalf. WikiLeaks was sort of like extraordinary rendition, right? Well, we're not torturing those people. We're handing them to people in other countries who are torturing them for us.
Yeah.
So same thing here.
Torture contractors.
We're not spying on you. It's Palantir Technologies that's doing it, according to Virgil here. WikiLeaks provided documents showing the Palantir employees, together with consultants from the now defunct HB Gary Federal, will provide software able to collect, analyze, and correlate information from the general public, while also being able to create public streams of misinformation aimed at discrediting critics of the federal government, such as Glenn Greenwald. It's not necessary to continue explaining why America has yet again been suckered into supporting the illusion of freedom while in fact losing freedom on every single front. This is my desperate attempt to throw a little bit of light and cold water on the spectacle that continues to unfold before our eyes.
You know, Virgil Vaduva is from Romania.
He is.
Yeah, communist Romania. He came here to the United States in the late 80s with $100 in his pocket. I can only imagine, and he's a very successful man. I shouldn't use the term very successful. He's not flying around in a Learjet or anything like that. But he's you know, not doing too bad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's got a wonderful, beautiful family, and life is the way he wants it to be. I imagine that it is very difficult emotionally for these people that came from these Eastern Bloc countries, you know, to see what they say. I'm not saying it. I'm only repeating what I hear from them, is that this country's turning into what they left decades ago. So those countries are actually have gotten freer over time, mm-hmm. and this one, from what they're saying, is gotten less so. Now, this isn't the first
time. I take their word for it.
Yeah, I take their word for it, too, absolutely. I take this as a given at this point. And it's not because Virgil Vaduva told me. It's because I've heard Virgil say it. Irina Goddard, former president of the Free State Project. Yep. I can't remember what the Polish Tony who was moved up in Grafton.
We had various callers to the show as well.
Right, and, you know, obviously there's people who've called in. But, I mean, that's so many people I've heard that have come from these, you know, Eastern Bloc countries, from Russia, Soviet Union, or whatever it is, and they're like, yeah, this is what they sounded, this is what our politicians sounded like. And I think it should be a scary omen, but Americans seem
I've heard
to be,
that from other Eastern Europeans, too. Yeah.
Americans, like you said, seem to be far more interested in Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner's proclivities than anything else right now, today.
So Virgil has written a very good article there, and I just wish he was in New Hampshire.
I know. I hope he gets up here sooner rather than later.
He's creating
he's having a lot of fun down there in Ohio, though, it appears, getting arrested and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's going to shoot his bolt. He's going to pull Lauren Canario. You know, Lauren did her best stuff before she came to New Hampshire, if she just waited till she was here.
So he goes on a little bit more from him. He's trying to throw a bit of light and cold water on the spectacle that continues to unfold before our eyes, both the sadistic and masochistic relationship between the American people and their government. It's a bizarre, pseudo-religious display of flag worship and patriotism, which is repaid by the state with more pain, tyranny, taxation, and war. The scandalous display will continue unabated until principled whistleblowers and technology, not Congress, will save us from the ever-present eyes of the NSA. But yet the people in Congress get to pat themselves on the back and, you know, try to make it look like they did something for the American people and act like they are, you know, the heroes who are saving us from the NSA, when in point of fact, very little, if anything, is going to change. And your privacy is certainly not guaranteed. You still have to take steps. Last night on, or maybe it was Monday night. On Monday night's show, we went through a list of options for you to protect your privacy. Of course, ProXVN and TechSecure and other things. 855-453 is our toll-free number. You may bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. Let's talk about Liberland coming up.
I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Good people need help.
The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and the program here, you can support Free Talk Live by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the affiliate links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just go through those links and you buy what you need. It's the same great Amazon prices, the same free Super Saver shipping, everything you're used to. It's just you're entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Get your shopping started and help Free Talk Live at once by going to shop.freetalklive.com. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. And get lots more Dave Ridley over at ridleyreport.com. This, you know, you being on Free Talk Live is great. I've enjoyed having you here, and we're going to continue as we can on into the future, Dave. Because you've got to move around, right? Like, at some point, you're going to probably move away from Keene again and you know, base your activities elsewhere. But I got to say, I'm enjoying the heck out of having you around. The videos that you've been putting out recently at RidleyReport.com are very kind of classic Ridley ambush-style videos, and those are some of my favorites. Because you have a few different styles of a video that you will produce, and the ambush ones are just so much fun because you put those bureaucrats on the spot and they absolutely hate it. Many of them, some of them are good sports and will actually talk to you to some extent or another. Some are a little more forthcoming, but most of them just kind of talk and say nothing. Like, they say a lot of words but ultimately don't really say anything, and then most of them will ignore you completely, whether it's school board members, city council members. They just pretend like you don't exist, and it just seems
actually
so childish.
That's not accurate. I would say some of them ignore me completely. It's actually somewhat rare for someone to completely ignore
really?
A question. Now, if I've asked them five questions and they stopped at the fourth question and got tired of it, they might start ignoring me.
Okay.
But that's really actually not the rule. It's more the exception.
Maybe, okay. Yeah. Well, I'll take your word for it. There were some videos recently where it seemed like the majority of them were ignoring you when you were talking to them. But it's been nice to see you hound the Keene City Councilors. And actually went after the guy who stole my cell phone from my hands years ago. So you've got an ironclad memory, and you've been dredging up old incidents here in Keene that I'm sure these bureaucrats figured people forgot about a long time ago. And then all of a sudden, I don't know if you remember this, Mark, but the guy that stole my cell phone from my hands back in 2009 when mm-hmm. I was outside of City Hall.
Sure, I remember that clearly.
Yeah, that guy... You just happened. You didn't plan this, did you?
I didn't even recognize him when he first walked past me. I asked him if he was on the council.
So he's coming in as you ask him if he's on the council. He goes into the room, and then you're observing the city council meeting, and you find out this is the guy who stole my cell phone 6 years ago. He's now retiring.
Now, he just took it briefly, right? I mean, when you say stole my cell phone.
Stole my cell phone, and then he handed it over to the police. It took me like an hour to get it back. He stole it. So anyway,
I'm not claiming he didn't. I'm just trying to get people a clear picture of what happened.
Yeah. He walked up, snatched it out of my hands. That's exactly what happened. And so it was interesting because you just happened to be there the night when he's retiring and like getting some sort of an award ceremony from the Keene City Council. And then on the way out,
help him celebrate his reward.
Right.
His award.
So he's like flying high on this back padding by the bureaucrats. And then on the way out the door, Ridley confronts him about a 6-year-old incident where he stole a phone. It was one of the most shocking videos that I think I've seen in recent memory from you, Dave, just because, not because of your, you know, technique or anything like that, but just because of his answer to your question, where you kind of gave him an opportunity to eat a little crow, maybe be sorry, or at least admit that he did something wrong by stealing my cell phone. And it almost, for a moment, seems like he's going to. Like, you seem to be impressed by him, because he... Like,
he was protecting me from his wife, I
right.
guess, or whoever that woman was. It was grabbing at my camera.
She actually touched your camera, and he says to her, don't touch his camera, don't touch his phone, or whatever. He says something like that. And so that prompts you to be a little bit pleasantly surprised, it seems. And you're like, well, it seems that you've changed. And then he says, oh, no, I haven't. And then he actually, I forget the exact wording, but he says something like, I thought he was giving me his cell phone. And my jaw literally dropped about as far as it possibly could, that this man could actually believe.
He doesn't believe that.
I don't
Come
think
on.
He could believe that, but that he would have the gumption to even say something as so ridiculous on video camera, nonetheless, to claim that the reason he took snatches my camera out of my hands is because he believed I was giving
you
it
to him.
You
know that this was the source of a great deal of, having a good time. Like, he was a hero amongst mm-hmm. the firefighters and police, for a period of time because of this action. And... You know, it is what it is. I'm not claiming one way or the other. I can understand why, government workers here in Keene are frustrated by, the activists. I get it. But I think that the video activism that's done here in Keene, New Hampshire is some of the most important. There's always going to be people that don't get why we need progress in society. But it is a progress for the average citizen to be able to film government bureaucrats.
We are creating an historical. Sorry to interrupt, but we're creating an historical record for their children to watch later on, and their grandchildren after they're gone.
Many of them do not like that.
Yeah, Seneca said, "Make war on the men; the women have too long memories." So
what does that have to do with it?
In that respect, we want to be like the women, have a long memory that makes you a harder target.
I see. Because I was going to say, I'll pick on the female bureaucrats too.
Yeah.
No problem.
The sex-related part of Seneca's statement is not relevant here, but the idea is you want to have a long memory. It makes you a better fighter.
Gotcha.
The idea that we would bring up something from 2009, I will bring up something from 1999 if mm-hmm. I get a chance, but it's just, I work with what I know.
I think it's great. I mean, and the other one was another one that you did from the Keene State. I think it was the same meeting. There was this bureaucrat, Andy, we call him Dancing Andy. He's Andy Bohannon. He's the Parks and Rec director here in Keene, who made a name for himself about 2 years ago in Central Square in downtown Keene, where he appeared to try to intimidate the people who were down there chalking the police. There was an event that happened a couple of years in a row called Chalk the Police, where activists would come out. This was before the whole chalk war thing that happened last year, so this was back when chalking was unmolested, basically, by most people. In this case, this bureaucrat comes over and tries to threaten the people who are chalking in the park, and he even obscures his name tag. He actually grabs his name tag that was hanging on a lanyard and shoves it into his jacket.
While he's illegally parked in a very busy area.
That's right. I forgot that. I don't think you showed that in
on a road.
Right. He actually just pulls over in Central Square and just parks his van and puts the emergency lights on.
The spot he was in Central Square, agreed, no one else can do it, but the spot he was is, you know, traffic tends to drift towards the outside of the circle.
Are you making excuses for him blocking traffic?
I don't know. That's a dangerous area of traffic. Very dangerous. I'm always scared when I'm in that circle.
That's the definition of disorderly conduct for you and I.
It is that.
So anyway, he obscures his name tag and, you know, is really acting like he is some kind of an enforcer and comes out there, and of course nobody really cares what he has to say, but they got him on video nonetheless. You cornered him about that, and he actually denies. It sounds like he denies when you ask him if that was him who had done
that. At the time, I got the impression he was denying that he wanted to be talked to. I think that was how it felt at the time. Looking at the video, it sounds like he's denying it. Yeah.
And then he's quiet after that. He won't answer any of your questions and scurries off to his car and takes off. And it was just so.
The best thing he can do is not answer any of Dave's questions.
Yeah.
I mean, really, when it comes down, if Dave's interviewing
I think you're wrong, because Rhett Lamb sort of made some of the same mistakes. He's the planning guy. I think he's planning director.
Yeah.
I ambush interviewed him, and he freaked out and handled it terribly and stuff like that. And he came back 5 minutes later, and he said, you know what? I tell you what, we can make an appointment and I can talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not air his ambush interview as a result of that. And I did interview him with an appointed interview and stuff like that. And now we're, you know, I'm in a high rat. You know, it's very easy to talk to him. And it's so him talking to me actually was very helpful for him in that case.
Now, normally you don't make the appointments, because didn't you start doing the ambush interviews because you'd already tried to do these appointments and they'll like blow you off?
Yeah, but when Rhett said, why don't we make an appointment? Mm-hmm. It was obvious he was going to take the appointment,
okay.
And I could do it by the phone. You know, I didn't necessarily have to go there.
I see.
So, you know.
Well, didn't John McLean invite you to do the same thing? The city manager invited you to come talk to him at the office about his salary or whatever?
I don't remember him ever inviting me to make an appointment or to come see him at the office.
I thought that was in your video.
I could be forgetting something.
Yeah, I thought that was in your most recent video where he was acting like, well, I don't have the numbers about my own salary in front of me, so come on by the office and we'll, you know, talk about it there.
Okay.
So, anyway, it's great to have you back here. Dave Ridley at RidleyReport.com. You can go there and get all kinds of content from Dave. He's updating. How many times a week are you putting out videos these days?
Oh, it's only about 3 or 4 a week now.
Only 3 or 4. How many people out there who are videographers are even doing 3 or 4 videos a week? I mean, that's. I understand that you're talking.
I used to do 7 a week.
Well, I see. So you're down from your own personal record, but still, probably you are one of the most prolific content producers here in New Hampshire, and hopefully we can have some more people at your level at some point here. So come on out and join the fun, freestateproject.org. We're going to come back with more here in moments, and we'll talk about Liberland. Dave, you've got some ideas for the burgeoning independent nation. It's Free Talk Live.
A trial by jury. The primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it.
Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.